Sunday and Monday, Parshas Dvarim, Shir 180. All of the shiurim for today have been generously sponsored by Energy Music, the schus of Limurat Torah and Chizik of thousands and thousands of listeners throughout the globe, and the schus of thousands of lives that have been changed. Should Be'ezra Hashem send them a major bracha and atzlacha to be misameach, the Rabbeinu Shleilam, and all of Klal Yisrael. They should be matzliach and everything that they do, beruchnius uvegashmius. If Shimshon Pinkas Zatzal did not use to smoke. There was one evening that his wife came home and she saw Rav Shimshon sitting by the table and he was smoking. And every once in a while, he would drop ashes on the floor. And not only that, when he finished, he dropped a cigarette on the floor and he stepped on it with his foot. And she was wondering, what in the world is going on over here? It doesn't make any sense what he's doing over here. So she went over to him and she asked him, what's going on? And he responded with an astounding answer. He said today he was in shul and he saw a yid smoking a cigarette. And he was dropping the ashes on the floor. And afterwards he threw the cigarette on the floor and he stepped on it in Beis Medrash. And I went over to him and I yelled at him, you're mechal the covet of the Beis Medrash. And I asked him, would you do that in your house? But then afterwards I thought to myself, maybe I should bring a kapara for this individual. And I'm going to go ahead and do that in my house. And then I'll be able to make it a little bit lighter what this individual did. Because there are people that do it in their house. This is an unbelievable concept from any angle that you look at it. First of all, the Ahavas Yisrael, to hear about another Yid who's a mechutzif, who drops a cigarette in shul, to hear about him to be able to minimize his shagig, number one. Number two, to understand that the Rabbeinu Shalom pays attention to what you do. And if you'll do something, you can be mechaper, so to speak, on somebody else. And this is relevant for us when we enter this time of the year. Like we know, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, because of a lack of a chashivas for a fellow Yid. If we would look out how we could benefit others, maybe not in the sense of Shimshon Pinkas did, but the concept applies to everybody. To be able to utilize opportunities to try to benefit others. That would be a tremendous chizik for the Zman of Avelis on the Beis HaMikdash. To bring more Avas Yisrael into our lives, which will Be'ezer Hashem bring closer the Gula Shleimah.